suddenly the show comes to life in a bizarre and strangely spicy way. Yes, we have
more people.
Been.
Yes, yes.
Listen, everyone, now this is just to prove that he is versatile. He's wearing a shoe.
And on whose initiative was this?
His.
No, it would never have been my idea.
That's very European, so it's
and
fine.
And you thought that the TV and MTV standard for television. It doesn't. Hello, Mary B.
I'm sorry.
Yes. how are you doing?
Welcome to
very well, thank you.
We just saw your The Spice Girls single, which is still doing really well everywhere. And how things are? It must be nice to be doing stuff with the girls again.
It is. Well, we've never really... I think people seem to think that we've kind of broken up in the last year or so. Because we haven't done anything publicly as a group.
Yeah.
But we've been behind the scenes working on our own stuff, writing the Spice Girls. God, it's horrible when you lie because you want to stutter, don't you?
Yeah, we could really.
I'm going to go all shy and coy. No, I've got nothing to say.
okay, just talk about my shoes.
Go on, ask me one of your.
I wanted to ask you actually about when you started out, you obviously all wanted to become very famous. Did it become what you thought it was? Because your whole life has become very public. And
it has, but not everything.
Not everything.
You can still do things privately. Yeah. Right. I live like right out in the country. And,
yeah.
You know, you can get up to things that nobody knows about.
I thought of a joke for you today.
Go on.
I don't know if anyone's ever done it before, but I thought you could have a little song, Mel B, it's because I'm a northerner. I'll go.
Good.
I'll walk out
on my
shoes.
Careful, you're going to fall. Look at this foot he's got. Your legs are going to be aching later. You look as though you've got good legs.
I think you can get
away with it.
They're not the only bit of me that's good either. More of that later.
Oh, my God.
I
all in now, if you've been there.
we're actually moving headlong really fast towards commercial break.
I didn't ask the question, did I?
That's very well done.
Is somebody in your ear going, commercial break, go now?
Almost.
But
you have time to answer
Right.
Was it what you thought it was going to be?
You know what, I didn't know what it was going to be like. Mm. I don't think you have a kind of vision of how you're going to be, what your life's going to be like, because the way we work is we just threw ourselves into it.
Yeah.
And we're all pretty happy. And obviously there's a little bit of pressure and we all handle it differently, but we all have lots of fun.
Yeah.
And now we can! We can! We can! We can! We can!
Mainly Dave will be right back after these messages.
You're still watching MTV Select, and we are still here together with Mel B.
Yes.
It's wonderful to have you on the show.
They just told me, this goes everywhere. So hi to everybody in Israel and Sweden and...
Africa, Europe,
Poland. Don't miss anyone out. You should.
Well, and everyone else.
Just say everyone.
Yeah, that should cover everything. So, Melanie.
Yeah?
Your new album, which is very good, Hot. That's the cover.
Looking very hot here, actually, I have to say.
It was hot. I was in a desert. Well, actually, it was salt sand, where they make salt.
Really?
It's quite weird, so when you put your foot on it, it all went... You know, it's a very strange place.
If you had some chips, you could just sprinkle some on your chips.
It's where they make
did you bring the chips
from the air? No.
No, you should have done.
No, chips are only you can only have chips up north.
Oh, I see.
You can't have chips down in London or anywhere in America.
It's mushy peas.
Chips, mushy peas and scraps.
And a pie.
What, scraps? That sounds awful.
No, but they're nice, batter bits.
Well, what kind of scraps are they?
They're like the bits of batter, the fat rich, basically.
Bits of fat.
They're lard.
Gathering.
They're lard. As in the girl name.
No, come on, look,
that's our
jobs. Yeah, you're releasing that very close to the Spice Girls album.
Yeah.
So for all your fans in all of the countries that we almost mentioned a minute ago, if they could only had enough money for one CD, which would you want them to buy, yours or the Spice Girls?
I think you'd have to buy the Spice Girls and save up and get mine. Spice Girls CD is Spice Girls CD is great.
I don't know what. I couldn't hear
any of that. I'm very proud of my album, and I'm very proud of Spice Girls album.
Yeah.
I did most of mine in LA.
Yeah.
With Cisco and Jimmy Jam and Ryan
Cisco.
And Max.
Speaking
and
of Cisco,
did he write the song about you? Or?
Nah.
Allegedly.
It's G-A-Y.
apparently.
He's a great guy, wasn't he?
Now, moving on.
So he's looking at a different kind of song all the time.
Yeah.
That song has no meaning to me whatsoever now.
No, but the video is great, isn't
it? It is very good.
Apparently there's a censored video of that as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Here's a question.
Yeah, you can't work without
I want you back at Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott was great to work with.
Yeah.
She's a lovely girl.
She's right. One of my big idols, actually. Is she really, really cool?
She is, and she gets behind the desk and she twiddles out all the things herself and she recorded my vocals. And I was really nervous because Destiny's Child were in there as well. And I didn't properly know who that group was then.
Mm.
And then when I found out, I was like, that, oh my
wow.
God. And I was there going, I want you back.
Well, here's, we've got to go to it because the time's running out. Here's,
Don't cut me off, I won't swear again.
It's you, it's your song. It's
oh, good. Oh, that's fine then.
So let's watch it.